Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. Once again, it's great to be with you, and CHI continues to support you in this area. We're so thankful to CHI and all of their support for the radio show as well as for all of our community. So remember, if you think you have an illness, don't hesitate to call your doctor, call your provider, see what to do. If you're worried about coronavirus, yeah, call. We got a lot of calls, just people asking what to do. Calls from people seeing testing sites, wondering what to do about that. Just wondering, they watch the news and all of the fear-mongering, maybe, Ed. And, they need a positive and realistic outlook for that. So, call. And you need to get a realistic viewpoint from your provider. So we'll do that for you. And it is not necessarily going to match what you're seeing on local or world news, but it will be more accurate. And less biased. So if you don't want fake news, call your doctor. That being said, we do have excellent, excellent tests, PCR type tests at CHI, but still in a bit of a short supply. So, we have to determine who can get those and who can't. I would be wary of some of the testing sites in town. Check with your provider before you go to see if it's a quality test. There are many on the market. And, Ed, I did see that on, I think, ABC News. They actually did say, you need to be careful about the site that you go to, which testing kit you get. There are, and they named the number of tests on the market at that time. This has been within the last week, and the very small number of FDA approved tests. And I was glad to see a little bit of actually accurate news coming out. And I thank you, ABC, for doing that. So, so thankful to CHI for their support and for educating us and to having a good workflow for us in the office, as well as how to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. And are we scared of it? Nope. We are dealing with this just fine. And I'm so glad to see the world opening back up, Ed, seeing restaurants begin to reopen, going out. Even saw a band last week. That's the first thing I've seen out there of anything fun. So thank you for everybody for getting out, being careful, continue your social distancing, wear your mask, be comfortable. If you're not comfortable going, don't go. You don't have to. If you are in a high-risk group, probably should be home. Still thankful for all of the people with whom I work, such as Benchmark Physical Therapy and LHC Group. It's Louisiana Healthcare through both Home Care Solutions, Ringgold and Dalton, as well as Heartlight Hospice of Dalton, doing a great job. And they are also having to work through this coronavirus pandemic, all essential workers. And thank you for all that you do. Ed, I'm sure you've had an exciting week. It's been an exciting one here. We were opening up our office again this last week and a half to inpatient patients instead of virtual patients. So we're doing a mix of about 50-50 to 70-30, mostly in the office now. It's switching, and patients seem to be very comfortable coming in. I guess your store is adapting as well?
It certainly is, my friend. And, this week was a change. Like almost every week, we have to make new decisions based on what's going on, what the directives are, and how we feel to secure the safety of our clients and customers. We've opened it up more. We have, instead of only allowing 5 people in, now we're allowing 10 people in. We still have everything marked. My entire staff is continuing to wear the mask, even though I'm questioning whether that's really going to be valuable. But it does give people a sense of security. And if it does, then that's perfectly fine right now. We do also sterilize everything very, very well. We still haven't brought out the grocery carts, which we need to do. But it takes it's almost a full-time person to sterilize grocery carts. But it's turning the corner, as you say. And I'm so thrilled. I actually went to Cheesecake Factory tonight and had my first sit-down dinner in a restaurant. And I'm a spoiled little baby, I must say, because I like to be waited on. And I like iced tea and my tequila in a big glass, not styrofoam, and my meal brought to me and not have to clean up anything.
What did you have?
I normally have chicken piccata with broccoli, but I actually had a cheeseburger with only one side of the bun, so I didn't eat too much bread, and I got broccoli. And I covered it with olive oil, so I had extra olive oil so I could get my good fats included. And I take a picture of most of my meals, but I actually didn't take one of that one tonight. But I want to say Nutrition World is rocking and rolling. And again, I did this last show, I think. I want to thank the physicians like yourself for really embracing the philosophy of nourishing the immune system, because that has not ever been the case really and truly in the past parts of my career. And it has been a new day for me, because we know the publicized literature is out there now, and it didn't used to be, but it is now. So it's common sense. If we're going to have a good immune system, let's nourish it. How do we nourish it? Good sleep, Dr. Sunshine, great, you know, drinking water, and then, of course, food and nutrients. And you put all that together, and you have so less fear. You really do. And as you know, it's the cytokine storm that's causing the disorder and fear, which is hitting 98% of those people have blood sugar irregularities and or obesity, or they're extremely unhealthy. Now, I went on a rant on my Instagram yesterday because Katie, my daughter, and I were going down Brainerd Road. We were going to an appointment, and the cars were backed up all the way almost to Nutrition World, and it showed on Google that the red line, that the traffic was going to be backed up for about a mile right past Eastgate Mall. Well, I figured it was an accident. Well, I get down there. Well, what the hell do you think was backing it up? Krispy Kreme customers. And I went on a tirade on my Instagram. Please view it if you want. And I videoed all these freaking ignorant people who think they can eat donuts, which is the most unhealthy food that's ever been produced in this society, because you take sugar, worthless, depresses your immune system. Then you take white flour and you fry the damn thing in 180 degree temperature with oil that's already rancid. Get over it, people. Have it every blue moon on your daughter's birthday. But if you think you're going to have a freaking immune system that's going to withstand corona and COVID, you're just fooling yourself. You know what? You need to calm me down, Chris.
Sorry. It's hard to calm you down. Actually, I don't get donuts very often, but I love a good Krispy Kreme. But didn't the Russians buy out Krispy Kreme? I'm thinking that they did a while back. Somebody look at that
for
me.
No, really?
I'm just thinking that could have been a wild rumor. So, well, I will let you know, Hennon's just opened up again. Mm. Do you ever go to Hennon's? I know you go to Ruth's Chris.
I used to, yes.
Well, you know, I'd been there in the past. Been a long time. I did a medical meeting there. It's the only time I had been. And they opened back up on Thursday, just a few days ago. Now, if people are going, by the way, I had never noticed this, but they changed their entire menu. Well, you know, 60% of it, let's say. So if you're looking online, it may be a different menu. So just keep that in mind. A lot of things were gone. But you know, we got some good healthy things like Caesar salad, a fantastic linguine pasta, had chicken and shrimp and scallops. But my favorite, the filet and a loaded baked potato. I wasn't holding back. And it was a very, very good filet. I won't even tell you about the desserts because there were little special donuts and and a molten chocolate cake, which of course nobody ate. It's just for display, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, so happy places are opening back up. Hennon's, thank you for doing that. Wonderful food. Still loving Food Works and Edley's. They stayed open through the whole time. And all those other places like Base Camp that I just adore. Mamacita's, you need to open back up for in-house dining. You know, we love the takeout, but we want to get back on the patio. Let us back on the patio, please. So, Ed, come join us at Mamacita sometime.
Well, it seems that downtown is lagging a little bit behind on this process of opening, and I don't really know why. I think they're just lagging behind. Hopefully within 2 weeks that will take care of itself.
Another fun thing that we're doing, getting outside a lot. You know, we've been running. You did some running. Biking. So having a good time biking, and a lot of people are out. It's so nice spending time in the park. You know, Renaissance and Coolidge are open again. People, get out there, enjoy. It's so good to have company again.
Well, the thing about my donut rant is this. Most of the people in that line were having it for supper. You know what? There ain't nothing wrong with having some junk food. If you're taking your vitamins, you're exercising, you're drinking good water, you're getting sunshine, you're doing what you do, that's different than a lot of these people. So.
Everybody knows donuts are not for dinner. They're for breakfast, Ed.
Oh, Gotcha. Well, I do remember being real young. My dad raised me, just him and I, and we didn't know anything back in the 60s about, you know, food and nutrition. And he loved for me to get Krispy Kreme and cook them with butter in a skillet. So not only did you take the bad stuff, but you actually add more bad stuff to it. And I would fry those bad boys. Oh, they were good, though.
You know, I never got to have it, but at a lot of sporting events, they'll have, say, fried Oreos, things like that. Always wanted to try one of those. Heart attack in one hand. That's all it
is. There you go. You'll always be busy. That's for sure. Well, guess what, my friend? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing about bariatric health. Because we don't need to always talk about this virus thing. So we got other things going on. You would think no one's having a heart attack.
And maybe we shouldn't have talked about the food.
Yeah, I know. We've got that plus more to come, my friend. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. Have a very most interesting guest and certainly a breath of fresh air to not totally talk about the news of the day, which is, of course, the virus. We have Dr. Ponce, who is a bariatric surgeon with CHI Memorial Metabolic and Bariatric Care. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Ponce.
Thank you, Ed and Dr. Green.
I know
happy
that
to be here.
Yes, and I know that you know, I've been involved in Nutrition World for 41 years, and I do know that this past 3 months of people being quarantined has caused a lot of weight to be gained. And there's a lot of options that, in fact, Nutrition World posted an online video of working out at home. We're trying to, you know, help people with good common sense advice. But you practice specific bariatric surgeon. Kind of maybe talk about that, what you're doing and how you're helping people on that kind of path in their life.
Yes, I mean, I think it's important to set the stage. In the United States, approximately 39-40% of the population is struggling and suffering from obesity. You know, obesity defined by a body mass index of more than 30. And so, and then if you look at people that are struggling with more severe obesity, you know, BMIs over 35 or even over 40, that means approximately 80 to 100 pounds above their ideal weight. People already start experiencing a lot of the medical problems or comorbidities associated to the obesity, you know, like type 2 diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea, bone and joint pain. So different problems associated to being overweight. For those patients, that's my specialty. That's what we deal with. You know, we offer them, fortunately, solutions that are very effective. You know, the most effective therapy for those patients that have severe obesity is bariatric surgery. Surgery, what it is a laparoscopic surgery, you know, allows patients to come in and out of the hospital. Usually it's one night in the hospital. There's some changes that we do in the stomach that allows them to have not only restriction on the portion size, you know, they can eat less food, they have less hunger, but there's also a lot of metabolic and hormonal changes that allow these patients to improve their metabolism, to change how their body works, and then lose more weight, not only in 1 year, but in the long term. Benefits of surgery, as you can imagine, you know, is not only losing weight, but it's improving all these other medical problems. They can improve their diabetes, their sleep apnea, their hypertension. They can also improve their quality of life. There are studies that also show that they can improve their lifespan, you know, their long-term survival improves as they lose weight.
You know, something that resonated with me as a primary care doctor, I'm sure Ed was noticing this as well, and Dr. Ponce, you said it well. You know, the reduction in obesity helps so many medical problems, from orthopedic to medical problems, and we've even seen, you know, elevated risk in COVID patients due to obesity. So, I mean, your surgery helps improve virtually every single aspect of their lives. We didn't even mention psychological health, which, you know, we deal with all these things in primary care. And, you know, one thing you do, your specialty improves them all. Thank you so much. I'm curious to know how you pick which type of surgery you want to help people with. How do you choose?
Yeah, so it all depends on the type of obesity that a patient has and the number of medical problems, especially if it's more metabolic than if it's just the overweight and struggling with the overweight and quality of life. I think you mentioned something that is very important. Even with this COVID-19 pandemic, what we're seeing is that the patients that are struggling with obesity and with more comorbidities are the ones that are getting actually sicker, that go to the hospital, that require more ICU care or even ventilators. There's a study published in JAMA. They look at, you know, several thousands of patients in New York, and a good majority of these patients have one of the three most common comorbidities, which is obesity, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes. It is pretty amazing that this is what we're dealing with. Now, how do we choose the surgery? So if we have a patient that already has type 2 diabetes and has more metabolic problems associated to it, their BMI is higher and they've been trying to lose weight, they have a lot of the genetic components, meaning mom and dad and siblings are overweight, we're going to go with something that is a little bit more metabolic oriented. And there are two surgeries that we use on that feature. You know, one is the sleeve gastrectomy and the other one is the gastric bypass. They both are very effective. The bypass, we reserve it to somebody that has more severe diabetes and sometimes more severe reflux because it tends to work better with that. You know, it's a rerouting of the stomach and creating a small stomach pouch. The sleeve gastrectomy is a removal of 80% of the stomach, creating a small stomach pouch. And it's also very effective with the most common comorbidities and allows them to lose a lot of weight. Somebody that requires less weight loss, you know, maybe we still reserve the lap band for those patients, which is putting a ring on top of the stomach and then give them adjustments over time. And we also have options for people that need to lose less weight than that, you know, 20, 30 pounds. You know, we have endoscopic balloons, you know, that we put through the scope a balloon and allow them to feel more satisfied before they start eating because they feel that sensation of fullness. But that's for patients that need to lose less amount of weight. It's not replacing that severe obesity options.
That's so interesting. And I know that things have come a long way since, I don't know, how long ago did they start doing this? 20 years, perhaps?
Yeah. Well, you're right. You know, the first bariatric surgery started in the 50s, but they were very rare and they were very aggressive. They actually, a lot of people didn't make it through these surgeries, but the technology has improved. So in the 90s, so like you say, you know, 20, 25 years, in the 90s, they start adopting laparoscopic techniques and start improving the techniques. And now it becomes very safe. You know, the risk of a bariatric surgery is similar to the risk of a laparoscopic gallbladder surgery, which is pretty amazing. Many medical doctors, they don't feel intimidated by recommending a patient to have gallbladder surgery because they've seen it all the time and they know that they go in and out of the hospital. Well, the risk of this surgery has been coming as safe as a gallbladder surgery, not only because we have improved the technique, but also because we do it in a systematic fashion. We do it on accredited centers, which is called Center of Excellence. And our hospital, Memorial Hospital, is an accredited center in bariatric surgery, meaning that we have the right staff, the right equipment, the right dedication. We collect data, we submit data, we get inspected every 3 years, so all those things are good.
You know, I here in my practice, a lot of times, a lot of patients know that it's getting safer, but they've also heard that so many people within 5 or 6 years begin to gain their weight back. How are you doing in that aspect? I see a lot of my patients that have been through bariatric surgery doing quite well. Are you seeing a trend where people are keeping their weight off for a longer period of time now?
Correct. So out of all the therapies that we have available for treating obesity, including diet, exercise, even pharmacology, medications, weight loss medications, all those methods have a significant amount of weight regain after a certain time. Surgery is the only one that has a significant amount of keeping the weight off for the long term, but it's not 100%. So there are many factors why maybe 10 to 15%, and those are the numbers that we manage and run, can regain some of the weight back over time, or potentially, and I say some and not all the weight, because they can have a complication from the surgery. That's one of the reasons. They can not be compliant with what they're supposed to do or never came back for good follow-up. So follow-up is very important. Surgery is just one piece of the puzzle. We take the patients to surgery only if they go to a whole process of multidisciplinary education. So they have three components. They have to see the dietitian, they have to see psychology, and they have to see exercise. As long as we have the three components before surgery and after surgery, they're going to be able to maintain their weight much easier. Now, many people say, well, if you do all those things, why do you need surgery? Well, unfortunately, some people have gained so much weight that they're not going to be able to accomplish it without the help. So surgery is a great tool. But if you add those lifestyle changes to the tool, it's much easier to keep the weight off in the long run. But yeah, you're going to see 10 to 15% of the people eventually not doing well because lack of compliance, they don't follow the rules, they don't come back for the follow-up, or they may end up having a problem with the surgery that needs to be redone or refixed in order to get them going.
Well, that's so interesting. And I know, you know, we are very busy at Nutrition World with so many people who come and go, and they like to share their health stories with me and have for decades. I know one of the issues that can happen is hair loss, especially in women who have this surgery. What do we do to address that?
You're totally right. So when the surgeries, you know, the most common surgeries that we do for metabolic components, you know, sleeve gastrectomy and even the bypass, the people start losing weight pretty fast. You know, so you start seeing the weight coming off pretty fast. And what are the, how is the body react to rapid weight loss? Well, they start trying to save energy and trying to ignore the things that are not important. And hair for the body is not as important as you may think. And so people start losing a little bit of the hair. So what we recommend for those patients is, number one, not to worry about it because the hair loss is not permanent. It's temporary. When the weight loss stabilizes, you know, the hair start coming back up. Number two, the hair loss is not a complete hair loss. You know, it's something that they notice when they take a shower. They see that the hair in their hands, but it's not something that is permanent, that you're going to see it visible, that you're losing a lot of hair. Number three, we make sure that they're taking their protein, that they're taking their vitamins. We know that some of the mineral components are important to keep the hair growth. And as long as they keep follow up with us and we're checking blood work and they're taking their vitamins and they're keeping up with their protein, the hair loss is not as relevant as the people think. But it can happen. Yeah, it can happen.
Well, it's interesting because, again, like I hear so many stories, you are on top of your game. And I must say, sometimes I can be a little harsh. Some people are not in your field. And I remember two different ladies in particular who came and discussed things with me probably 10 years ago. They actually went to Brazil, paid the cash money to get the surgery done. But I was so freaking impressed with how the follow-up was from Brazil physicians. They did more blood testing than anyone I had ever seen. These women did not lose hair because they were monitored and had the kind of blood testing and nutritional supplements that made a difference. And it sounded like you're on that game. Dr. Ponce, tell the listeners who are interested, who have a need and want to pursue this, how would they contact you? And, you know, do you have websites or what would you like to advise?
Yeah, so right now the easiest way to start looking for information is go to our website, ChattanoogaBariatrics.com. And the first step that they need to take is to attend to a free information seminar. We held those every month. You know, we have three or four seminars every month. Now, since we start having this problem with the COVID-19, we cannot have big gathering. You know, usually in a seminar, we have 20, 30 people attending to the seminar. So we move all those to being online. So what they need to do right now, and then we're going to do this for a while until we can have social gatherings a little bit better, people need to call our phone number, 423-899-1000, very easy, 899-1000. They call, we're going to get their name, we'll send them by email a registration, and they can watch it online. So they can sit down at home and doing whatever they want to do. But just put attention to that seminar. You know, it takes a good 45 minutes, and they're going to have a whole information about what it is, what they're getting into. That's the first step. Second step, we can start making appointments today. A lot of those appointments can be made online as well. We use Zoom, so that's telemedicine. So we appointment with us as well as with the dietitian. psychology, and then we start getting them ready for surgery that way. There are two ways of getting ready. Certainly the ones that have insurance coverage, we have to comply with the insurance coverage requirements, but that's what we do all the time. We help them through that process. And the ones that don't have insurance coverage, we have self-pay packages, which includes everything on the package, and people can go through that process a little bit faster.
And, of course, we in primary care also assist with the insurance approval, and we're so happy to help with that. It's a small thing, but make sure and discuss that with your primary care doctor as well. Right, we've got to support them too, so it's a team approach.
Exactly. Primary care physicians are a big role in the insurance approval. Many insurance approvals require for you to complete some forms, and we're gonna help the primary care physicians to get those forms completed.
You know what? Thank you, Dr. Ponce. That's going to be a great information for people who, you know, have tried everything. It's not working. And you're exactly right. Do you know the risk factor of many diseases, almost every one, is increased by obesity, but especially when you look at the numbers from the New York people who were on ventilators, 93% had a comorbidity of obesity and one other issue.
Let me say, this is rare for me to be able to say it, but I hear nothing but good reports about the Memorial Bariatric Center and Dr. Ponce, all positive, and that's rare.
That is, and so fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Ponce, for being a guest on Vital Health Radio, and there will be hopefully people who are going to, you can save their life. I know that you will. Well, it's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be discussing some of the new places I've been eating since a few restaurants have opened, and more about nutrition and your health. So we've got that and more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I wanted to tell you, Dr. Green, I did find a new place to eat that you have not heard of, I betcha, because I hadn't heard of it, and not that I know everything.
You do get around more than me.
It's called Thai Chili, and it's out on Exit 11, which is the Collegedale exit. Actually, Randy Webb told me, who's a fitness guru of Chattanooga for 50 years, came in the store the other day, and I've eaten there 3 times in 5 days, and the best Thai food. You have to be cautious about Thai food because some places will use MSG, and if they do, it truly bothers me to a limit that's ridiculous. My heart rate goes to about 92 beats a minute for about 5 hours, which means I will not sleep that night. They do not use it, and today my daughter and I went back and had lunch again. Thai chili up in Collegedale.
Well, I've had Thai food before, and I do like it.
And secondly, I was thrilled that First Watch reopened.
Did they finally?
Yes, yesterday. And so I went over and had lunch, and which I never do that at lunch, but I was craving the same thing I always get, which is the oatmeal, the almond butter toast, and 2 cage-free eggs. That's
you're like so much better than me. I went and looked at the door, and they said, "We miss you more than million-dollar bacon." So I started thinking about the bacon. But that place is wonderful. And they have that. Do you use their app?
I have.
By the way, so you can get in line on the app and just show up when it tells you to and just not wait. It's really nice. And there's usually quite a line at that place because it's that good. You know, they've got a lot of good omelets. Like that. If I can use my self-control, I'll do that because they have a lot of things that are not as healthy.
You know, I've already eaten, and I'm getting hungry again just talking about this.
It'll be time to eat again once we're done.
I will be multiple times a day, and I do eat at Acropolis. And they were one of the first ones to kind of reopen on a limited basis, and I love Betty to death, so I truly support them on all levels. And I will say Nutrition World does carry Vibrant Meals. We're back carrying those, which is a meal made by this local group downtown that are fantastic quality.
I've used theirs before as well. Well done meals.
Well done. Exactly right. So where have you eaten? Any place else that you mentioned?
Well, you know, we mentioned the Hennons, but otherwise it's places that, you know, I like anyway. Always mention Edley's and Food Works and Base Camp and, you know, places that are relatively close, but I miss Aaliyah. Have to go back there soon. I do not eat healthy there, and I cannot wait. I think short ribs is the thing that's so, so good. Can't wait to go back and stir. Love the oysters there. So, you know, you eat for content, I eat for taste.
Well, I'm 20% taste now. Don't think I'm not. I have never had an oyster in my life.
Oh, that's sad.
It is, and I've got to solve that. I'm not opposed to trying everything once in my life.
Well, I can have an intervention for you if you'd like.
What are the friends for?
Exactly. I had to be taught how to eat them. I was a little scared, and if you don't know what you're doing, you may not do it right, so I'll get you some help.
I would have to have assistance because I don't want to make a fool of myself by myself. I did start eating. Well, you know, when you're in all this limited choices and you eat out a lot, you have to compromise, which is what I did. I started eating barbecue for the first time in years, and Couch's Barbecue up in Collegedale. Been there since 1947. To me, it's the best barbecue I've ever had. Then Sugar's Ribs, number two. I did eat that. What do I do when I go there? Well, I try to balance it. So what I get is at Sugar's Ribs, I get the barbecue chicken or beef, but then I get the spinach and cabbage salad, bring my own olive oil, pour it on the salad, and then I get the okra that's not fried, that is really delicious. Usually I don't like it, but I do like it there.
I know I've mentioned Oakwood Cafe. That's another good place that's open again in Dalton. So sometimes they cater for us in the past. Of course, we don't do that right now because of coronavirus, which we're trying not to talk about. Mm-hmm. But Oakwood Cafe is open again. So I think Cherokee Pizza nearby may be there. I think they're owned by the same people. They own several. But Oakwood Cafe has a lot of good home cooking type things. And yes, if you want some veggies, you may want to drive down there.
Wow.
And all our listeners should go and support them as well. Great, great. Great place.
And last place I'll mention is Farm to Fork. I went there on Sunday to get some takeout, and bless the owner's heart, I really felt for him. He was in there just working like he always does. And I asked him, I said, how's this impacted you? And he said, 90% reduction of business.
I can't 90%. Imagine. Well, think about it. Right now, they're having at least 25 to 50% of their overall capacity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all the revenue is going to be down. The bar is closed at all these places. So I don't know how much of their revenue is due to that, but a lot.
A lot. And it's supposed to open soon, but still, a lot has been lost.
Food Works, great place. But, you know, the tables are so far apart, whether you're inside or outside. But, you know, I just can't understand some of the fear, but you're outside. It's such a safe environment. People get out and support these local businesses right now. And, you know, anyway, I'm trying to talk some sense into some of these people, but some listen, some don't, at the businesses. And they'll, like, I don't know how they decide your capacity at Nutrition World, but, you know, nowadays, sometimes outside of a supermarket, let's just pick on Whole Foods or something, you wait until the capacity can handle you walking, and then you walk in and you're almost alone.
You are, and it's kind of almost a movie-like atmosphere. I love The Hunger Games, the movie. Mm-hmm. And my daughter and I, she really comments about how Whole Foods is a little like that, because you're walking down these aisles that you're told you have to go the right direction. And on the intercom, it says, we're all in this together.
That's so funny.
It's just so similar to that movie.
Well, Publix, when they just started the one-way aisles, I got chastised by a gentleman. If you're listening, yes, I noticed. You know, I did not know about the one-way aisles. Nobody said anything. It's what I thought was a tiny little salad plate of a sign on the floor. I didn't look down at the floor before I go down the aisles. And, yes, I got chastised by someone, and I was not doing it correctly. So, yeah, Comrade Green had to turn around and go the correct way. You know, I'm tired of losing my freedoms in this world. And, you know, so many of our constitutional rights, I think, are trodden upon right now. And I see a lot of dissatisfaction in my patients about that. You know, this wasn't a trotting on that. We won't even go down that path. But now that I know Comrade Green can go the correct direction down the aisles, it does make everything so orderly, doesn't it?
Oh, you were such a bad boy. Oh, my God. I love the fact that you are a ray of common sense. And you know what? I have been so pleased with the common sense in the medical community that you would think would kind of be overreacting, but they're not. You guys and girls are really the voice of wisdom that is calming this city down, and hopefully other cities. I'm not sure. But, you know, the fact about your realistic viewpoint is calming for it has to be to everyone, because I, you know, we all hear both sides of it. I actually don't get into Facebook kind of arguments. I did today. This lady continued to argue with me about immune systems and how there's no way you can alter it, and that why would anyone go out if they didn't have a mask? And I was like, well, first off, we're not even sure the masks are working. The virus is at least half the size of the holes in the mask.
I'm actually, yeah, it's 1 micron, and the smallest pore in an N95 is 3 microns.
Is it?
So, yeah, the theory is it comes in clumps, but you could fit 3 through at once.
That's good numbers. I love that.
Yeah, so remember that. So you were actually right on that. But think about the fall when it's flu season. Think about all the cold viruses we may avoid, and influenza, which is much mm-hmm. more common with 40 million cases, and strep and all the other common things. We may, and we have good sanitation techniques. There may be benefit to everything we're going through, and we may live more wisely and have less illness that takes us out of work. I mean, maybe it'll be better in the long run, as long as we do not lose our minds.
Lose our minds and our freedom, it's fine, because we need the middle ground. We need the businesses open, and we need common sense to protect ourselves. The washing of hands, the keeping a little distance, the wearing a mask is okay. Like you said, the flu and strep, Lord, we could be in a society where you actually will be less busy with infectious people, and that's certainly a wonderful
thing.
But
it's better for, you know, the world as a whole if we're having less common illnesses like that. It'll be a good thing. But there's still, I mean, we're exposed to these things since, medical school? So we don't think about it. It's universal precautions are a normal way of life for us. So to be potentially exposed doesn't scare us at all, at all.
Well,
now, granted, we're not going in a level 5 facility at CDC or USAMRIID, so it's not, you know, that dangerous to walk into work. But people are almost looking at this like they're walking in level 3 through 5 CDC ward, you know, with the Ebola and other things that are far more dangerous than that. And it's just not that bad right now. And people are having proper technique and social distancing and universal precautions. And people are learning to do it correctly. And I'm glad to see them doing it. So we're getting on the elevator at work. And we put several people on the elevator at work because we're all medical personnel. Mm-hmm. We understand we're safe. If you get on an elevator somewhere else, have you ever watched and people are just scared to get on there with one person on the elevator? I see it on a regular basis and they're terrified. And I, you know, it strikes me as a bit odd. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's hard to social distance in an elevator, but I don't think you're going to perish from riding the elevator with mm-hmm. another individual.
And again, if your risk factors are minimized and you take care of yourself, the chance of anything truly negative will be far less reduced. I know today I had two people who called me, one of I think they were customers, but I'm not sure. And they both were diagnosed with COVID today. And of course, I'm such a inquisitive person. I said,
are they sick?
Well, that's what I said. I said, I want to know their story. I love people's stories. So I said, tell me, how did this come on? And why did you get the test? And how are you feeling? He said, well, I started feeling bad about 2 days ago, just a little bit tired. And at night, I ran a little fever of 100.5. And my wife was feeling a little run down, so we went and had it tested today, and we both tested positive. I said, so how are you feeling now? He said, I feel really run down at night with my knees are hurting. Other than that, I'm perfectly fine, and I'm going to nourish myself with certain nutrients and just hang out till I get well. But it's no big deal. He's already had it 48 hours, and so, you know, it's
And if he's talking to you, then he's supporting his immune system and living the best healthy life he can, I'm
that's
sure.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Not freaking about it. Very calm. I was really pleased to hear that.
Well, that's an appropriate attitude right there. And he's probably not going to go visit people in a nursing home or people on chemotherapy or people he knows are high risk because we are well educated on that right now.
Yes, absolutely. And we are going to be doing blood testing at Nutrition World. We do it every the fourth Friday of every month. Not this month, but after this, we should have the antibody test, and hopefully people who want to do that can. I may do it myself just to see what comes back.
And I'm pretty sure, knowing you, that it does not have a high false positive rate.
No, it won't. It's going to be the good one.
Exactly.
Or it won't be happening. That's for damn sure. I do want to say that on NutritionW.com, I have worked for about 4 or 5 weeks when I had the opportunity to write an ebook. It's 26 pages long, and it is on how to build the immune system. So if you go to nutritionw.com and you can just type in the word immune, you can download that free ebook. And it really has all of my thoughts, all of my, a lot of research, a lot of good information for people who want to put together one package for this.
And for all of the listeners, if they want to come and get the COVID-19 antibody test from Nutrition World, what is your price?
Yeah, she doesn't have the price yet. Because she's only, this is from a lab that I really trust, Marlene Guerin, and she's been doing this for years. And she's like you. She understands that we got to get the right test, not the I won't say cheaper ones, but the less accurate ones. And so she is said she can't get the lower price for the really good test until probably next month. So we won't have it this month. We hopefully will have it next month.
So, do you have a price range in mind?
You know, I don't recall. She kind of, no, I don't. Okay. I don't want to throw out a number.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm just curious.
Do you know what it's about supposed to
be?
Well,
I know with some of the local sites, the clinics were charging anywhere from $40 to $80. Okay.
Yeah, I felt like that she was going to be on the upper of closer to 100, so we'll see.
If you're going to spend your money, spend one with a good sensitivity and a low false positive rate because you want to know that it's true. What if your pregnancy test had a 50% false positive rate? I mean, you're not going to use that brand.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, brother, it's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones. So stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you once again, Ed. As always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for Android or iPhone. Let's talk about living our lives well, in strength, not in fear. That is an important quality to nurture in our daily lives, especially in these current times. In a minute, I will read you a letter I have shared in the past, a letter that has touched my heart more than once, and one that has been on my mind again for several days. But first, let me share a few words from people who have seen that strength and perseverance can grow out of difficult times. Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, "Strength does not come from winning. Your struggles develop your strengths. When you go through hardships and decide not to surrender, that is strength." And from Ernest Hemingway, "The world breaks everyone. And afterwards, some are strong in the broken places." Well, now for that letter. What I will now read to you was found in the office of a young pastor from Zimbabwe, Africa. "I am part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit's power. The die has been cast and I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience, am uplifted by prayer, and labor with power. My pace is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, and my road is narrow. My way is rough, my companions are few, my guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the enemy, pander at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity." This letter was found after he had been found beaten to death because of his faith. This man lived his life in strength, not fear. Let me close with a word from Thomas Paine. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress, and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink, but he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. May we all live lives of purpose, lives lived fiercely, full of strength and free of fear. Be you fiercely. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. You know, we always look so forward to you reading and talking from your heart, but I think today has to be one of the most heartfelt ones that I've ever probably been around you when you did, and what a wonderful message. And I love the fact of, you know, things like you said and the message and the low living comment. That's cool. I'm tired of low living. Wow. How many of us can certainly appreciate that? I want to make a little point before we, you know, we're going to run out of time here really fast. I love Walt Whitman. And I read something the other day that says, re-examine everything you have been told and reject whatever insults your soul. And a lot of that resonates with me. And informationally it does too, because now I'm trying to resonate with all this virus information that, I mean, I think you'll agree, the first wave, the first month or two, look how many of the things that came out the first month or two that are now being significantly changed. Like today it came out that, you know, it doesn't live on a counter for 14 days for sure. Now, at first they thought it did, then they thought maybe it didn't. Well, now they know for sure it doesn't. And all of the panic and fear mongering that went on at first out of, I don't know, whatever agendas can place a role in power and all that. But you know, I sense that people are really starting to question and get it. And they're so alarmed.
The doctors, I can forgive, being one and having been in research in my training, we don't know everything. We're just men and women doing our best, scientists trying to give good information. We're not always right, and the scientists are not always right. So I can forgive someone saying they really do think this is the truth, then they find out later it's not, and they report it. You know, they say, we were wrong. Here's what we believe now. Here's what we have proven. And what I don't like is, and I said fear-mongering, I think, in the first of this show, and it is the, gosh, how do you want to call it? I guess fear-mongering is the best word I have, but just the fear that is being produced on these shows. It's not news. They're producing fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, to give information is one thing, but to propagate fear daily isn't good for the nation. It's not good for the communities. Give information that's useful. And instead of propagating fear, let's be cheerleaders for our people. Let's give them hope and let's give them some security and teach them how to live their lives boldly and fiercely, but safely.
Absolutely. It's a great way to end this show, my friend. Things ran on really fast, I think, because we had such a wonderful time together. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and very calm day. Thank you. You to everyone.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.